worship with the devil.
And so could he howl with the devil.
That is a scene from the film adaptation of Arthur Miller's classic play, The Crucible, about the Salem witch trials. The play tells the story of a girl named Abigail Williams, whose accusations led to the executions of 20 people. The character is based on a real person, whose later life is largely a mystery. Just in time for Halloween, a theater in Lowell is staging the New England premiere of a new play about what might have happened to her. WBUR's Andrea Shea checked it out.
Playwright Roberto Aguirre Sacasa isn't from New England. He actually grew up in Washington, D.C. and Nicaragua, but he's been fascinated by the Salem witch trials since junior high. He's also a huge fan of The Crucible, but the writer says he's felt like a lot is missing from Arthur Miller's portrayal of Abigail Williams, who was obsessed with a married man.
Who seemed to be the instigator of the hysteria in Salem because of her sexual affair with John Proctor.
After reeling with hysteria and crying witch in The Crucible, Aguirre Sacasa says the sexualized teenage central character scuttles away and just disappears. But then he read something in the published book of Miller's play that sparked his imagination.
Arthur Miller wrote in the stage direction after Abigail leaves the play, he says, "Legend has it that Abigail Williams left Salem and moved to Boston, where she lived as a harlot, and like the hair on the back of my neck stood up, because I thought, oh my God, that's a play."
Aguirre Sacasa is no stranger to reimagining creepy literature. He wrote the remake of the Stephen King film Carrie and the book for the Broadway musical of Bret Easton Ellis's American Psycho. So he set out to create a spin-off or sequel to The Crucible.
I sort of thought, wow, would it be possible to take this character from dramatic literature and from life who had been demonized, perhaps rightly, perhaps wrongly, by Arthur Miller, and redeem her? It felt like a gigantic challenge, but it kind of became my obsession.
After months of research, Aguirre Sacasa finished his play. Abigail 1702 is a ghost story.
I am running, flying through the dark wood.
Abigail!
Oh boy, she is running from her past.
Actress Rachel Napoleon plays the title character.
There's a great line in the play that I think Abigail wants to say it every second: I do not deserve it. She doesn't think she deserves anything because of what she's done.
Legend has it that I found my way to Boston and became a harlot, or that I boarded a ship for Barbados. But that were all the legend. It is 1702 now, 10 years after Salem, and this is my house.
Abigail, now in her 20s, spends her days in a smallpox house, atoning and caring for the afflicted. She's changed her name to Ruth Meadows. Sitting on stage next to a period-inspired fireplace, the 27-year-old actress who plays her says this role was intriguing, and she recalls how she once longed to play Abigail in The Crucible.
Every young girl in like theater wanted to play Abigail Williams. But I was interested because she is sort of like one-dimensional in that play, and I was like, that's not really fair. Like, there's got to be something else there with her. I think that she really did love John Proctor. You know, when you're 14, 15, you know, when you think that you love someone, it's life and death.
This is Napoleon's first time playing an historical character, and she says it's a great responsibility.
Because she was real. She lived this life. No one knows if she ever found peace.
Why didn't Abigail Williams have her story told from her perspective?
Talalak Rivas directs Abigail 1702.
She is a character, or I mean real-life person, that has such a dynamic history. The Crucible kind of throws her under the bus. She only appears as someone who is hysterical or passionately jealous in her desire to obtain John Proctor for herself.
At the same time, Rivas hopes this production that's being staged in Massachusetts is sensitive to the families of the people who lost their lives here, in part because of Abigail Williams.
There are still descendants of that time and place living among us. We may feel like 1692, 1702 is a long time ago, but those names, those events still resonate for us, I think. And we're still grappling with them today.
Bridget Bishop, hanged on the 10th of June. Sarah Good,
Rebecca Nurse, Susanna Martin, Elizabeth Howe, and Sarah Wilds hanged on July 19th.
Little is known about the real Abigail Williams. Salem Historical Society co-founder Keith Trickett says we do know she was years younger than she is in The Crucible, that she was an orphan who lived with her minister uncle, and that she did fall to the floor in fits and accuse people of witchery. Walking through a memorial park in Salem, Trickett points to names etched into 20 stone benches around the walled perimeter, one for each of the 20 people put to death for witchcraft.
This is Rebecca Nurse, who is perhaps the most famous of those who were accused and executed.
Trickett read the Abigail 1702 script and says imagining what could have happened to Abigail Williams is compelling. She's a complex historical figure and now a complex fictional character running from her sins and from Satan. The late 16, early 1700s were dark, he says, fueled by fears of the devil, and everyone had their demons.
Oftentimes, it's very easy for us to treat those who were accused as victims and simplify it as victims versus the persecutors. But these were all very human people.
Audiences can cast their own judgments about Abigail Williams. Either way, the horror story revives the specter of the very real Salem witch trials, which can get lost, especially at Halloween, when witches are all around us. For 90.9 WBUR and The Artery, I'm Andrea Shea.
Abigail 1702 runs through November 6th at the Merrimack Repertory Theater in Lowell.